This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday visited the northeastern states of Mizoram, Manipur and Assam to launch multiple development projects. These included a new rail line connecting the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, to the Indian Railway network for the first time. Addressing a public meeting in Churachandpur, Mr. Modi urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path to peace to fulfill their dreams.
मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग अलग ग्रुप के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं मैं आपके साथ
Later in Imphal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Union Government has been continuously working to ensure peace and stability in Manipur. Mr. Modi also met internally displaced persons taking shelter at different relief camps in valley districts yesterday at Imphal. He also inaugurated multiple projects, including new civil secretariat, new police headquarters, Manipur Bhavans, ITCEZ building, women markets, road projects, hostel, Eklavya Model Residential School, and other infrastructure development projects worth Rs. 1,200 crore. The Prime Minister virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. The projects are related to multiple sectors including railways, roadways, energy and sports among others. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Bairabi Serang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees connecting the capital of Mizoram to the Indian Railways network for the first time. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that India is the fastest growing major economy in the world and the Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Bhupen Hazarika at a centenary celebration in Guwahati last evening. He called Hazarika a symbol of unity and national integration. PM Modi said Hazarika's music united people across India and guided them. He also unveiled a 100 rupee commemorative coin and released a biography of Hazarika in 21 languages. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over east and northeastern parts of the country for the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that under the influence of a low pressure area over west central and adjoining northwest Bay of Bengal, heavy rainfall is expected over Odisha, Maharashtra, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Chhattisgarh, Telangana and Maharashtra till 15th of this month. Heavy rainfall is also very likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra, North Interior Karnataka and North Punjab today. In Nepal, President Ramachandra Paudel has appealed to all parties to cooperate to successfully conduct the House of Representatives elections scheduled for 5th of March 2026. President Paudel urged all parties to make good use of the opportunity gained with careful planning to satisfy the public and to conduct the election scheduled for the day while maintaining composure. Issuing a statement yesterday, President Ramachandra Paudel emphasized that after great efforts in the extremely difficult circumstances of the country, a peaceful solution has emerged. The constitution has survived, the parliamentary system has survived, and the Federal Democratic Republic is intact. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki yesterday visited the National Trauma Centre and the Civil Service Hospital in Meen Bhavan to take stock of the youths who were injured during the recent Gen Z demonstrations. In cricket, Sri Lanka have sealed a 6-wicket victory over Bangladesh in their crucial Group B match of Asia Cup 2025 clash at Sheikh Zayed Stadium, Abu Dhabi last night. Chasing 140 runs for victory, Sri Lanka reached the target with 6 wickets in hand and 32 balls to spare. In tennis, Indian team beat 9th-seeded Switzerland 3-1 in their Davis Cup 2025 World Group 1 tie at the Swiss Tennis Arena in Biel yesterday to make the cut for next year's qualifiers. India's win over Switzerland was the first time since 1993 that they beat a European nation in Europe. And that is the end of the...